On October 14, 2022, at approximately 1:35 p.m., Shoal Lake RCMP responded to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 42 at Road 139 West, in the RM of Yellowhead. Initial investigation has determined that a semi-truck and trailers, V1, was traveling north on Road 139 West and proceeded across Highway 42 when it was unsafe to do so, and collided with a semi, V2, going west on Highway 42. The driver and sole occupant of V2, a 55-year-old male from Shoal Lake, was pronounced deceased at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision. The driver of V1, a 61-year-old male, had minor injuries. Shoal Lake RCMP continued to investigate. On October 14, 2022, at approximately 10:10 p.m., Steinbach RCMP responded to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 12 at 2 Mile Road, in the RM of St. Anne. Initial investigation has determined that a car, V1, was traveling south on Highway 12, when it collided with a SUV, V2, that was crossing the highway at 2 Mile Road. The driver of V2, a 71-year-old male, and front passenger, a 69-year-old female, both from RM of St. Anne, were pronounced deceased at the scene. The rear passenger, a 47-year-old female from Saskatchewan, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of V1 and sole occupant, a 19-year-old male from Tyndall, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Steinbach RCMP continued to investigate. On October 16, 2022, at approximately 10:35 a.m., Beauséjour RCMP, RCMP Eastman Traffic Services and Springfield Police responded to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 15, 3 kilometers east of Enola, in the RM of Springfield. Initial investigation has determined that a car traveling east, V1, went into oncoming traffic and collided with a SUV going west, V2, on Highway 15, in the RM of Springfield. The driver of V1, a 45-year-old male from the RM of Hanover and passenger, a 49-year-old male from Steinbach, were pronounced deceased at the scene. The passenger, an adult male, was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They were not wearing seatbelts at the time of the collision. The driver and sole occupant of V2, an adult male, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Beauséjour RCMP continue to investigate.